Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Have you shouted for joy yet? Let us shout for joy, for we are wonderfully made by God. God made us in His image, so that we are in His likeness. We are the most honorable and glorious. And what's more, as we may all know, we are the closest with Him. We are the life-giving spirit. Our spirits can draw near God. We can have the deepest interaction of love with Him. This is His intention of creating us and the core of His eternal will. I remembered I went to the mountain to draw near the Lord. I wrote down the wonderful things of how I'm created by Him. Then I gave these contents to my second daughter and see if it can compose into a hymn. So he composed a very lovely hymn. The name of this song is One of a Kind. And the other name is You Created Me This Way. Shall we sing this song? You can try to understand my joy and glory. Let us sing this song.
In your own image and likeness I was made, to be most like you, most glorious and prized. You have made me this way, according to your purpose, your love dream from before time began. By your own hand, you breathed life into my being, gave me a spirit to have communion with you. You have made
bound.
respond to your love, my Lord.
I hope you have time to draw near the Lord personally, or you can sing another song to worship the Lord and come before Him face to face. You can stop the recording and reread the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5, verse 22 to 43. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live. And he went with him, and a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd, and touched his garment. For she said, If I touch even his garments, I will be made well. And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, Who touched my garments? And his disciples said to him, You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, Who touched me? And he looked around and see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, Do not fear, only believe. And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, Why are you making commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, Talitha kumi, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. And immediately the girls got up and began walking, for he was 12 years of age, and they were immediately overcome with amazement. And he strictly charged them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. There are two miracles written in this chapter in the Gospel according to Mark, which resurrected the daughters of Jairus and healed a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, which are also written in the Gospel according to Matthew and the Gospel according to Luke. When I compare what was written in the Gospel according to Matthew and Luke with that recorded in the Gospel according to Mark, I noticed that the Gospel according to Mark was written more in detail. It is rather unusual that the way it was written in the Gospel according to Mark was straightforward and easy to understand. I was especially impressed by the story of two ladies being healed. The special thing is that the healing of the hemorrhaging woman was inserted into the healing of the daughter of Jairus. When Jairus asked Jesus to save his daughter, Jesus agreed and he brought Jesus back home. However, the unexpected guests appeared on their way. It was a woman with a discharge of blood who had been suffered for 12 years who touched the hem of Jesus' garment. This has caught the notice of Jesus, and it caused a great deal of hubbub. And later on, the news came from Jairus' house that the daughter of Jairus, his 12-year-old daughter, had passed away. There was no need to trouble Jesus to heal her, for she had died and there was nothing they could do. But Jesus still went with Jairus and he raised the daughter of Jairus from the dead. Obviously, these two incidents are related. I think that God was merciful to Jairus and understood his feeling. Although a bleeding woman appeared, it seemed she had delayed Jesus to heal the daughter of Jairus. I think it had lasted for at least 10 to 15 minutes. Did these 15 golden minutes be the key for the life and death of the little girls? Nope. The key is the faith of man. Jairus was with Jesus at that time. He must have heard the words Jesus spoke to the bleeding woman. Jesus talked to the woman and said, "Your faith have made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." I find what the Lord Jesus said was not just for the woman, but also for Jairus. It's crucial to have faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. Since Jairus asked Jesus to heal his daughter and Jesus promised to go back home with him, then he should believe that Jesus would heal his daughter. And Jairus was there to see how the bleeding woman healed. The key factor was not whether the hem of the garment had been touched or not. There were many people packed together and touched Jesus. Yet only this bleeding woman went with confidence and she was healed. Moreover, the words of the Lord Jesus also revealed the truth. It was her faith that saved her. And the Lord Jesus himself told Jairus, "Do not fear, only believe." I think Jairus understood more about faith in this matter than what kind of faith you need to experience God. I think these two miracles are not independent incidents, but linked together. It's even more meaningful to link these two incidents together. The things which we encounter in our life are just like what Jairus went through. We pray and ask the Lord for help. We know that the prayers may not be answered immediately, for the Lord has his own timing. Even after our prayers, sometimes there are still a lot of obstacles and hindrances delaying the process. Have you ever had the same feeling like Jairus? However, we see that God makes all things work together through these two miracles. In fact, the Lord has the best planning. He lights us to face some obstacles for our faith and make us more glorious. The aim is to help us to exercise our faith. First of all, it's not good if we can get everything at once when we pray. As long as we ask and we receive spontaneously, it is not good and this is not the will of God. This is doting. It is a lesson for us to exercise our faith. Furthermore, I'd like to share these two miracles together since they have a lot of similarities. Have you noticed? Yet they also have their difference and are really worthy for us to meditate. Here it revealed that the Lord has a personal love for us individually. There are some situations where you and I are similar. We are all sinners. We really need the salvation of the Lord Jesus. Here it mentioned a woman with a discharge of blood. Do you know that woman with a discharge of blood is unclean? Man is prohibited from handling and touching unclean things in the laws of the Israelites. Of course, the bleeding woman should not touch the Lord either. But when the Lord Jesus felt the power coming out of him, he didn't blame the woman and said, "Oh, you are unclean. Why do you touch me?" Instead, he talked to her gently, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." In addition, the daughter of Jairus was also unclean, cause she was already dead. Her body was unclean, and you're not supposed to touch corpses according to the law. But it was written in the Gospel according to Mark,
The Lord Jesus took the initiative to walk in front of the little girl and hold her hand and tell her to get up. Let's meditate in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 5, verse 41. Truly, we were unclean as those two women. We have sinned before and departed from God. The Lord Jesus came near to us. He took the initiative to reach out his hand. He likes to help us and change our lives. How treasurable! We became the children of God, and we have such an honorable identity. The similarity is that both women were healed in these two miracles. However, these two women were healed in very different ways. It's like you and me. It's true. We all need the salvation of the Lord Jesus. It's so precious. The experience of our salvation is different. It is all planned by God. It has shown the love of the Lord for us is unique. I give thanks to the Lord that we can experience His love to us is the most personal and unique. Shall we meditate on it again? The majority went to the church to hear the gospel. We knew Jesus and repent and believed in the Lord. It seems everyone is the same and there was nothing special. If you think deeper, the process was so special in how the Lord arranged for us to have the opportunity to hear the gospel. Then we discovered that there was the arrangement of God in behind. They were not the coincidence. It is the arrangement and the plan of love from the Lord. The woman who had suffered from the discharge of blood for 12 years went to find Jesus on her own. He intended to squeeze herself just to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. She probably believed that Jesus was powerful. She believed that she could be healed by touching Jesus' garment. These women was like those who were willing to seek God. They met Jesus and believed in him, and Jesus became their salvation. Yet the daughter of Jairus wouldn't take the initiative to find Jesus because she was seriously ill and she was dead. It was her father who brought her to Jesus. The daughter of Jairus seems to represent those people who will not come to the Lord. They don't know the Lord and they are incapable of finding the Lord. How grateful! We have family members, friends, classmates and colleagues who believe in the Lord. They loved us and introduced the Lord Jesus to us so that we could know the Lord. It is just like a dead person is resurrected from the dead when he meets the Lord. I find that the Lord is so gentle through these two women and miracles. The Lord has a personal love for each of us. He is very responsive and emotional. He really knows the needs of each of us. When Jairus, a father who loved his children so much, came to Jesus and asked Jesus, he even fell on the ground and begged Jesus again and again at his feet. The Lord Jesus wouldn't be unresponsive to him. I believe the Lord lifted him up and comforted him. The Lord had compassion and mercy on him. Surely, the Lord understood the father's heart very well. He knew that this father's heart must be miserable. Hence, Jesus went with him in verse 24. I think the Lord stayed with him and accompanied him back home. I believe Jairus must also felt great comfort in his heart on the way. I guess the Lord Jesus may have told Jairus, "Do not fear, only believe. Let us go home now." The Lord Jesus told Jairus in verse 36 once again, "Do not fear, only believe." I believe it might be the second time already. It doesn't matter how many times it was said, but the most important is that the words came from the mouth of the Lord Jesus. I guess that the heart of Jairus would feel calm, secure, and have assurance after hearing such words. Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus wants us to trust in him. In fact, he likes us to tell our hearts that do not fear, only believe. What the Lord wants most for us is we are peaceful in any circumstances, to stay close to God and have a good relationship with God. So we have to believe and trust in him. Besides, the Lord was responsive to the faith and love of Jairus. The Lord was very responsive to the bleeding woman. This sick woman was very different from others. The Lord Jesus was always crowded with people. There were always many people who were going forward and following him behind. We have read in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 3 and chapter 4 and already knew that there were so many people who followed the Lord Jesus. Nevertheless, he did not fail to notice those who had faith in him. He never failed to notice those people who had regards for him. This woman was different from others. She touched Jesus intentionally, so other people could touch Jesus. They were just a crowd, not those who really wanted him. Many people go to the church meeting. The Lord knows who really wants him. Those who really want the Lord will be able to experience the Lord. Brothers and sisters, the Lord knows you and he knows me. He knows and understands what's in our minds. We will never get lost in a crowd. The Lord Jesus will not let down those who seek him with a sincere heart. If you want him, you will definitely meet him. Just as the Bible says, but if anyone loves God, he is known by him. We should all ask ourselves, have we really decided to touch him, draw near to him, and experience him? I'm getting a strong feeling that it is important to have a sincere heart towards the Lord. Sincerity is an important foundation of our relationship with God. A person who has pure and sincere motives towards the Lord is indescribably blessed. Only such a person can have the deepest relationship with the Lord and can understand the Lord's heart well. I believe we all really want to gain the Lord. How strong your desire is, and how much you want him. We will get as much as we want. Brothers and sisters, that's all for my sharing. I hope you have time to continue to quiet yourself, to draw close to the Lord, pour out your heart to him, and gain him the most. May you enjoy his presence most at this moment. The more you do, the more you want to gain the Lord. May the Lord bless you.